You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Janak mashagoy davantuchun hayu barzankene yevur vor hayrinie kegelisvin hon harinike vochche. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it, and wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Good morning, it is Sunday, March the 11th, established here in Providence in 1947, and now in our 71st year of broadcasting. You're listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայրը համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոսկին, հայ երկին հաջույք կգարնե։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայնի դանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունենրու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանկստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our Darilitz is March 12, 1985. Monday is the 33rd Darilitz of Hayganush Tarayan. March 12, 2013, Monday is the 5th Darilitz of R.P. Penny Asadorian. March 12, 1997, Monday is the 21st Darilitz of Shushanig Avedisian. March 12, 1998, Monday is the 20th Darilitz of George Avakian. March 12, 2002, Monday is the 16th Darilitz of Ann Sahakian. March 12, 2006, Monday is the 12th Darilitz of Harold Gulgasian. March 12, 2009, Monday is the 9th Dalits of Reverend Father Vartan Kasabian. March 13, 07, Tuesday is the 11th Dalits of Arsis Misakian. Of Aris Misakian. March 14, 1993, Wednesday is the 25th Dalits of Varad Varadian. March 14, 1988, Wednesday is the 30th Dalits of Satanik Shapshapian. March 14, 2011, Wednesday is the 7th Dalits of Maritza Medzorian. March 14, 1996, Wednesday is the 22nd Dalits of Juhar Tarbinyan. March 14, 2005, Wednesday is the 13th Dalits of Corinne Hedetson. March 15, 2009, Thursday is the 9th Dalits of Alice Chobanian Platt. March 15, 2010, Thursday is the 8th Dalits of Marjorie Peligian. March 15, 03, Thursday is the 15th Dalits of Kharapet Hulian. March 15, 1996, Thursday is the 22nd Dalits of Garbis Arslanian. March 16, 1996, Friday is the 22nd Dalits of Arpkar Klanian. March 16, 1997, Friday is the 21st Dalits of Hagop Ivajan. March 17, 07, Saturday is the 11th Dalits of Reverend Father Haig Donigyan. March 17, 1999, Saturday is the 19th Dalits of Margaret Chapkunian, as well as Charles Gato Mikaelian. March 17th, 08, Saturday is the 10th Dalit of Sahak Sahakian. March 17th, 04, Saturday is the 14th Dalit of Arthur Hanoyan. March 17th, 06, Saturday is the 12th Dalit of Lucy Martesian. Iverin Yerusalem is from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iverin.
Araç ve besi şumes
Local news. Today is the rescheduled date for the soup and salad luncheon. St. Sog St. Mester of Church Women's Guild cordially invites everyone to a soup and salad luncheon going on today after church. All you can eat soup and salad with a variety of soups includes coffee and dessert. Donation $12 for adults, $6 for children 12 and under. And families, please bring your Tavlu boards, cards, or board games. Bring Monopoly. Bring it on. And have a great day at the church. After church services, and please join them today. Also going on today at St. Sog and St. Mesrop Church is a bake sale. It's a Sunday school Lenten bake sale going on today, and it is to benefit special needs children in Lodi, Armenia via FAR, as well as feeding children, seniors, and families via Feeding America. Going on today after church services at St. Sog and St. Mesrop Church. Please support this diocesan-wide cause. And also, if you want to bring a baked good or buy baked goods, whichever, but please do stop by today after church at St. Sog and St. Mesro. Alrighty, and with that, we're going to go to we'll do one more announcement. Also happening this week, March 14th, AYF and Home Minute Men hosting Lenten Dinner. Remember, it begins the dinner at 6 o'clock. And then Vesper services will begin at 7 o'clock at St. Varsanon's Church. Remember, every Wednesday till Easter is Vesper services. All right, and with that, Manuel. One of my favorite artists of all time. And I know I probably play him a little too much, but I can't help it. And I'm just babbling now to eat up some time because my tape was rewound too far back. Let's see what we can do. Here we go. Manuel.
Thank you. Spas bidi baykarik bidi hambere minch kadarvi hayu bahanchnar tsar bidi baykarik bidi hambere minch kadarvi hayu bahanchnar tsar
to our local news. We have on, let's see, March 14th, the Cultural Committee is proud to announce special programming entitled Armenian Film Festival. If you haven't been to one of these films yet, this is the last one. March 14th, beginning at 7 o'clock Wednesday night, Country of Armenian Kings, Part 3, will be shown. These films are being shown in the United States for the first time, and we invite you and your friends to join for the special presentation. Again, these are films about Armenian nations past and present. It is presented in English, sponsored by the Cultural Committee of St. Saga and St. Mesrop Church. Donation is $10 in the Agaven Cultural Center, 70 Jefferson Street. And again, it's the last film being shown this Wednesday night, March 14th, beginning at 7 o'clock. Make sure you are in attendance. Alrighty, and let's see. The Knights of Vartan Arax Lodge, 100th year anniversary in service to the Armenian community. Syrian Armenian Relief Fundraising Dinner Concert, sponsored by the Knights of Vartan Arax Lodge. Sunday, next Sunday, March 18th, at the Armenian Evangelical Church Hall, 180 Oaklawn Avenue, Cranston. Dinner will begin at 1:30, followed by classical and folkloric music concert, performed by the Armenian Chamber Ensemble of Rhode Island. Donation is $30 per person. For reservations, the deadline is today. Call John Magudichin and leave a message. You can call John at 222-6590, extension 4650. That's 401-222-6590, extension 4650. And again, that is next Sunday. Knights of Vartan is hosting a dinner concert at the Armenian Evangelical Church's Hall. Alrighty, with that, We're going to Leo Dedarian. Remember all of his old records? Well, he put them out on new CDs and he remixed them and they are just fantastic. So this one is Leo Dedarian. Sunday rolling up right around the corner. The St. Sag and St. Messrop Church's ACYOA presents Palm Sunday Dinner, March 25th, Palm Sunday, following church services. There'll be a special presentation by Elizabeth Sewin on her recent pilgrimage to Jerusalem. It's a baked half-chicken dinner, adults $15, children under 15, $10. RSVP by March 21st, call the church office 272-7712. Palm Sunday Annual Dinner. Chicken and pilaf, you can't beat it. Palm Sunday, March 25th. Please call in your reservations to the church office. And with that, let's go back to the former Jock Bossarian. Just for all my ACYOA friends.
Երբ որ գործան վեց շկնակ մերանին, ենթարկվեցին մեր օտարի լծին, ենթարկվեցին մեր օտարի լծին, քուրելերով հովիվը, ծրվերել հոդը, թուրքիներ մնացել հայոց արոդը, թուրքիներ մնացել հայոց արոդը, արմենյան հողը, երգերը ծովը, սասուն մուշուվանը, Gagan hoga, Armenian hoga, Gergir zova, Sasu. sunmuş yuvanı Haydagan Holu.
Armenian Youth Day 2018. We'll give you more details as the time gets closer, but please note your calendars. The programs will be held on Tuesday, April 17th from 8:15 till 2:30 in the afternoon. We'll give you details next week, and just mark your calendars. That is April 17th for the annual Armenian Youth Day. And you know, we also want you to mark your calendars. We don't have any of the particulars yet, but the 100th anniversary of the first Armenian Republic will be having a celebration on May 28th. So mark your calendars, May 28th, and hopefully we'll get that locked down and we'll be able to give you some details next Sunday. Alrighty, let's do our birthday babies for the week. We have quite a few. Well, not quite a few. We have three. March 11th, today, Jean-Pierre Yerian, happy birthday. Also, birthday greetings this week going out to Greg Donabed on March 14th. And on St. Patrick's Day, celebrating her birthday, Elsa Iannacci. Happy birthday to all of you. Alrighty, and with that, we're going to go to, this is one I haven't played in a while, Ara Shahbazyan with the Continental Band.
يا باي كانت صغيرة وكنت بعيدة لعبا يا باي كانت صغيرة وكنت بعيدة لعبا.
I guess I know why I haven't played it in a while, because it's in Arabic. We'll let you enjoy a few more seconds of it before we go to a different song. Does any of you remember when my dad used to have the Near East program where he'd play Greek and Armenian music as well? I don't know. I remember it. I remember going to the radio station and he used to have it filled with belly dancers when I was just a kid. It was. It always seemed like so much fun. Well, right now, we're going to swap it over back to Jack, the former Jack Basarian. But let's listen to a little Greek number. Equal time. Agartini.
Atet el bilir
السنين الوردة والياسمين حطت قلبي في صالة حضرتيني حطت قلبي في صالة حضرتيني بعيني وقلبك براحي عشت في الأمل والغرم يتبسم علي بعد الأيام مر الألام كان مفتوح وانقلب مجروح راح الحب والغرام حضرتيني راح الحب والغرام حضرتيني
Martin Jurgens. Now let's go back to Martin Jurgens, the former Jock Bossarian. Thank you.
για να πίσω πίσω. Δυο καρδιές απόψε μ' αγκαλιάζουνε, δυο αγάπες, δυο φωτιές. Πυρκαγιές ανάβουνα με κάψουνε, δυο παράπονα, δυο ματιές. Δυο καρδιές απόψε μ' αγκαλιάζουνε, δυο αγάπες, δυο φωτιές. Πυρκαγιές ανάβουνα με κάψουνε, δυο παράπονα, δυο ματιές.
Victoria Avedisian and Yarishe Manoucherian. Kekijin. Mini, 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 mini
Shader jump in your hand.
And from there we go to Antoine Bedjian.
Bare, mesc dat gebaret mek kda chutsakh kdanet eli gaskan tunazenes its aveli khintasenes its aveli khintasenes
and I have the following article from gulfnews.com. So if you want to read the full article, you can go there. But I just like to tell you a little. We all have heard that the Holy Sepulchre closed its doors for a few days. And why is Israel threatening Christian churches in Jerusalem? This was from March 8th. Well, it's March 8th, so you can find it on gulfnews.com. But it is incomprehensible why some sponsor countries are turning a blind eye when Jerusalem, a unifying symbol for all Christians, is at risk of losing a major component of its shared religious value. Two controversial and almost certainly illegal measures targeting churches in occupied East Jerusalem have been suspended by the Israeli government following a historic three-day closure last month of Christianity's holiest site, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. In a rare show of unity, the heads of the three churches running the site, the Catholic, Greek Orthodox and Armenian, agreed to shutter the centuries-old gates of the church in the heart of the old city in protest of the two Israeli moves. The first was a decision by Israel's mayor of occupied Jerusalem to end the municipal tax exemption for church-owned properties in occupied Jerusalem and to freeze church bank accounts. And the second was a proposed Knesset bill allowing the expropriation of land sold by churches to private buyers. Under pressure from local Christians and fearful of an international backlash, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu decided to suspend implementation of the measures for now. The timing of the closure was sensitive as thousands of Christian pilgrims from all around the world head to occupy Jerusalem and the Holy Land to mark the beginning of the Great Fast, or Lent. Israel measures would break a centuries-old tradition since Ottoman times, which exempted churches in Palestine from paying taxes. Successive British, Jordanian, and Israeli authorities had respected that tradition. The churches see these measures as another move to contain Christian existence in occupied Jerusalem and expropriate church lands. The only country that reacted immediately to the Israeli measures was Jordan. It condemned the Israeli moves and supported the closure of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Government spokesman Mohammed El Momani described the measures as illegal and rejected systematic moves to change the historical and legal status quo in occupied East Jerusalem's holy sites, including Islamic and Christian property and endowments. Jordan and Israel had concluded an agreement in January to end a diplomatic crisis over the killing of two Jordanians in Amman by Israeli diplomat last July. Also in July, Jordan and Israel had a diplomatic face-off over Israel's decision to install metal detectors at the entrance of Al-Aqsa Mosque. Israel later backed down and lifted any restrictions to the compound. The latest confrontation with Jerusalem churches is seen as another episode in a far-right Israeli scheme to limit non-Jewish presence in the Old City, expropriate church lands, and empty occupied East Jerusalem of its indigenous Palestinian population. The city's Christian population, around 13,000, has suffered over the years. Recent studies suggest they now make up 2% only, down from 20% in 1946. Of the population of occupied East Jerusalem. This is a very long article, and again, I would suggest that you can go to gulfnews.com to get more information, or you can just Google and you'll find plenty of news coverage on it. But I am glad to say that the Holy Sepulchre is again open, and we have so many of our church groups that do go to Jerusalem. In fact, our own Elizabeth Suen will be doing a slideshow of her visit last summer to the Holy Lands on her pilgrimage, and looking forward to that, and that's on Palm Sunday. Right now, let's go to Hurach Der Sarkisian with Ara Alexanyan.
Zerkenatze tovel
we'll end it off with the former Jock Bossarian.
Արարատը արդահանը գարսնուպանը ու մուշը Արապաղը ու սացունը մեսուպները մասիսը Արար աշխարի հայերախ հայեր Կանչում են մեզ են գանչումը սպասում են անհամբեր Հոլոր աշխարի հայեր վախ հայեր Մասիսը բան ու մուշը կանչում են ով հայեր
Ուրախացուր գրախանաս մեր ժամանակը լրացավ շգալչուն սերին համար սդասություն մինչև հարաճիգա գիրագի արավոդ
Our time is up, thank you for yours We are pre-recorded but always in color You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour Providence, Rhode Island Produced, directed and hosted by yours truly Sona Terrain Heard every Sunday morning Not every Sunday I apologize for last Sunday But we're heard any day, anytime on the internet So you can always I had to go to my little smartphone and plug in ArmenianRadioHour.com and I was able to listen to the show last Sunday. So if you haven't heard it, you can go on the our website, ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can hear us any day, anytime on our website. But you can also hear us on WARA Attleboro Sunday mornings, 9 to 10 a.m. Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparin. You're listening to the Armenian Radio Hour. Happy Sunday.